Have you ever wanted to drop everything, hop in a car, a plane, a boat, and just go? That's in effect what our next guest did with a little more planning in a single-engine trawler boat. Their journey took over a year and was more than 6,000 miles long. It's called America's Great Loop, a giant loop including rivers, waterways, and some open ocean that takes you around the eastern chunk of the United States. Jill and James Iverson started that journey where they live in Manitowoc and ended the trip there in September. Jill, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Rob.
And James, thanks for being with us.
Hi, it's my pleasure.
And James, can you briefly tell us what America's Great Loop is?
Well, you kind of described it well in your introduction. It's a circumnavigation of the eastern third of the United States and part of Canada. And it's about 6,000 miles long. It includes going through about 106 locks. And there's voyages on the Great Lakes, on the rivers, on the Gulf of Mexico, and the Atlantic Ocean.
Wow. And Jill, I imagine you don't just hop in your boat and do this. What kind of planning and preparation went into this trip?
Well, we did do some planning. We're longtime cruisers, I should tell you that. So maybe we didn't have to do quite as much planning as people that are brand new to boating. And there are people that do the loop with very little experience, but we've been boating for decades. So, but to get ready for this trip, we did some planning, but not too much because we really like to be spontaneous and make plans along the way as we go.
I want to ask each of you a favorite part of the trip, and I know it'll be hard to pick just one, but what's something that stood out in your mind? Jill, let's start with you.
Okay. Although I loved big, you know, New York City and being alongside the Statue of Liberty, I have to say, St. John's River was really, really special. It's old Florida, old world Florida. So we took a 150-mile side trip off the loop from Jacksonville, Florida, and went all the way down the state, down the middle of the state. And we were especially excited to anchor out behind Pontoon State Park on the Dead River. It was like a jungle. We were surrounded at night using our beam. We saw alligator eyes and we heard limpkins, which are birds that scream and sound like someone being murdered. People actually call 911 when they hear these birds. And wood storks, who are huge storks that can clack through bones. So we felt like we were in Jurassic Park. It was wonderful. We stayed an extra 2 days.
Wow. And James, did you have another favorite part?
Yeah, I have to say, as much as I love the St. John's River, one of the highlights for me was anchoring out right next to the Statue of Liberty and spending the night there and watching the lights of the city wink on at night and just being surrounded by it all. And the statue itself is such an iconic thing. We've all seen photographs of it, but to be anchored right next to it was quite a thrill for me.
And Jill, I might think, you know, you're in a boat, just the two of you. It might be kind of like isolating, but reading up on what you did, it sounds like there's a really strong feeling of community and you met a lot of interesting people along the way.
Oh, we really did. First of all, especially on the rivers, you really build relationship with the other loopers because you all have to go through the locks. And by the way, we went through 106 locks on these trips. So you all have to go through the locks and you all have to tie up to a wall or a marina or anchor. So we kept running into the same people and building relationships. We also built relationships with a lot of local people. We went out of our way to meet local people everywhere we went. And we also stayed in touch with our dear friends via social media. I don't know what I would do without Instagram and Facebook. We really, since we didn't go home for a whole year, it was really important that people kept in touch with us and we kept in touch with people. And we felt like we had our little 33-foot boat was filled with a couple of hundred good friends.
And James, you both mentioned the locks. I like locks. I like just watching, you know, standing on the shore and watching boats go through them. 106, though, did you ever get tired of locks or were they still cool after, you know, number 105?
Well, they're physically kind of demanding. And sometimes you have to wait because pleasure boats are the lowest priority in locks. Commercial traffic has purse dibs on a transit through the locks. And so, you know, sometimes, especially on the rivers, on the Mississippi River, I had to wait several hours at a lock in order to get through. And, you know, the surface of Lake Michigan is about 579 feet above sea level. So in order to get from here to the Atlantic Ocean, you have to go down 579 feet, which means a lot of locks. And then to get back, you have to go up 579 feet. So you're transiting all sorts of locks. But I'll tell you what, the people that operate the locks are public servants in the best sense. They were all very nice and very professional, and we always had wonderful experiences with them.
And so I got to ask as we wrap up, you were gone for well over a year. You said you were in social media contact with people. What was homecoming like, though, getting back home and seeing everybody and starting to settle back in?
Well, I would say, like in The Wizard of Oz, like Dorothy said, there's no place like home. It was just wonderful to get back home and see all our friends and family and to reintegrate ourselves into our community once again.
And Jill, your thoughts on homecoming?
Well, you know, we didn't get to see our grown sons for a whole year and their ladies. And they came down and caught the lines for us. We also had James and I put some bucks on the bar at the Stage Door Pub, the Irish pub in our town, and everyone came out and had a beer with us. And, you know, it was very, very touching. I have to say, in a lot of ways, you know, we came back different people from this trip, and I'd say even better people. You know, just really appreciating all the people in our lives and appreciating our country. It looks a lot better from the water when you don't see strip malls and you don't have to ride on a bunch of ugly highways. You know, it's a pretty wonderful country. And Canada, we love so much. Our Canadian friends are so important to us. So, you know, it's great to be home. Not to say we won't have another adventure, because we've got some planned.
Thank you both so much for joining us, and congratulations on completing the trip. We've been talking to Jill and James Iverson. They live in Manitowoc. They recently completed a year-plus journey around the eastern part of the U.S. on their boat. It's called The Great Loop. They're in the process of writing a book about the experience. And you can find more info on their Instagram page. We've got a link at wpr.org/centraltime.